Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. And according to this piece of paper, I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's January 25th. 2 Oceans 11. That's what I call it. That's what I call this year, 2 Oceans 11. And we are back at the UCB Theater before Comedy Death Ray, which is also a podcast and a show on IFC hosted by my friend Scott Aukerman. And Scott does an auction to raise money for a great charity, the LA Food Bank, every year around the holidays with Comedy Death Ray. And tonight, one of my guests is Sean Sakamai. I've been pronouncing it wrong for weeks. I've been saying the other way. The other way that I would say it. It's Sean Sakamai, and he's the winner of the Be a Guest on Doug Loves Movies auction. And he made cookies, and he's here, so let's bring him out. Please welcome Sean Sakamai, everybody. Sit wherever you want, Sean. It's a good choice. One seat away from me. I like that.
Well, I'd be tempted to read off your paper.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But you also get a good, you'll be a between two of the guests that you asked to be here sandwich.
Hopefully before Edgar Wright, I hope.
Sean, don't spoil it. I haven't done the intro yet. Now people are super excited, but I wanted to ask you, Sean, before I bring out the people that you requested be here.
I'm spoiled.
How much money did you have to spend?
I spent a good amount of money. Just under $1,700 for the food bank.
$1,700 going to the food bank so that Sean could sit here. Well, it's money well spent, and I'm glad you're here. You've been mostly because of your cookies. Holy shit, that was good. Hey, you guys backstage, when you come out, can you bring the cookies? There's a big plate of these cookies, and nobody's eating them because they're all. Yeah, bring the cookies when you come out. We'll share them with the audience. One of the guests is Julia Child.
I have lofty goals.
As played by Dan Aykroyd. I've never had a character on the show. But now is the time to do it. Save the liver! good times were had in Barstow, California. Ever been to Barstow, Sean?
Unfortunately, yes, I have one.
Oh, don't say that. I just said it were good times there. No, I had a fun time out at Rosita's. I love playing Mexican food restaurants in towns that are between bigger towns. But it really was a good turnout. One guy had a name tag on. It was awesome. Went to Jacksonville, Gainesville, and Orlando, Florida. And Sean, get this. Whilst in Orlando, I got to go to Universal's Islands of Adventure, a corner of which is devoted to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. And here's my review of the Harry Potter part of the park. Butterbeer is delicious. The main ride, Harry Potter and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, is, it's some name like that, The Amazing Journey or some shit. It's one of the best rides I've ever been on, bar none. Like, it is an incredible ride. And then the rest of it is strictly for muggles. The next Benson Interruption podcast taping at Largo in LA is on Monday, February 14th. I know you'll be there. You come to all of those. That's awesome of you. And Valentine's Day, so I'm putting together a particularly romantic show. It's going to be very, very sexy, sexy Benson Interruption. Go to largo-la.com for tickets, or just Google Benson Interruption at Largo. And good news, Portland, Oregon. Doug Loves Movies Live is going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, February 21st, one night only. Sorry to the other Portlands. Because there's like six Portlands in this country, and they all get excited when I mention them. And then I'm like, no, the one in Oregon. And it's going to be available on iTunes shortly thereafter for a mere $2, as are all of the monthly TBI podcasts. And the weekly Doug Loves Movies are going to remain free. That's the plan. Season 1 is available for a reasonable price at astrecords.com or douglovesmovies.com and your uncle's vagina. Who wrote that? Sean? Sean, did you write my uncle's vagina there?
Well, I know you do read everything that's on that paper.
I do. It's a script. I got to stick to it. All right, Sean Sakamai. All the guests tonight were suggested by you, requested by you. There was, you named five people, and only one of them I couldn't get.
I didn't expect all of them. So I
went for it, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy it. Like I said, they're good Leonard Maltin players. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sarah Silverman, Chris Hardwick, Paul Scheer, and Edgar Wright. And cookies! It's a cookies! And cookies.
Would you like it? Wait a minute.
These cookies are the best. They're the best cookies.
There's not weed in here. Are these pot cookies or are these just regular cookies?
No, they're just regular cookies.
They're just regular cookies.
Yeah. You have a cookie talent.
He said they're the not fun kind when he gave them to me. Like anyone who gives me any baked goods has to make it clear. They either give it to me with a smile. They either give it with a smile or they go, these are just cookies.
Well, there's no extra love in them. It's just sugar.
The original love.
Remember what before marijuana. Jimmy Kimmel told you to do when you had the marijuana lugs?
I do, kind of, but remind me.
He said, Doug had the marijuana lugs. He was like going on tour with the marijuana lugs, and then it was off Broadway in New York, and Jimmy said, you should sell brownies at the concession stand, just regular brownies, but sell them for $20 each because they'll assume they're like special brownies. And then, but you never said anything. And then like an hour later, if they don't feel anything, it's not your problem.
Yeah, and he wouldn't let that go. I was like, I will not deceive
people really
like
excited.
That. Well, like, yes, but you could make a lot of money.
Just put brownies in quotes.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's not right. That's not something I would do.
No, you know, but it is funny.
They are brownies.
That's what a non-pothead would do, is pretend to be a pothead and then sell that shit and try to make money.
You are an unsinkable ship, Doug Benson.
Did you say I'm an unsinkable shit? Because aren't most?
No, they sink. They sink.
They do?
Yeah, they drop.
They swim around.
Mine are not float. Mine don't float. They're not like sea monkeys.
It's not like a weird little shit civilization that crops up with those weird fish heads?
I've left them in there for a couple of weeks, and no, I have not seen them.
But you're not like, and here's the castle. Like you're building all the different parts of their environment.
I had sea monkeys from the back of the comic books when I was a kid. None of them had bikinis like in the ad, but besides that, it was pretty much exactly what they said.
No, they always wanted to show their tits. My sea monkeys always.
Check out my balls.
Oh, you have tits and balls? Oh.
That's what a sea monkey has to do.
I heard the male sea monkey has the babies.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, that's adorable. He has his father's vagina.
Oh, no,
vagina.
That's the seahorse.
Yeah, those are seahorses.
He has his bum.
Guys, we gotta get on the Sea Monkeys movie, man. Reboot that franchise.
I one time
love it.
I had a meeting with some shitty movie producer, and I don't remember who it was, but I just remember this so well. He was so excited because they had just acquired the rights to Bazooka Joe.
Oh, Harvey Weinstein.
We're just gonna adapt one strip. Just one of them.
This is the trailer. Bazooka Joe has a problem. I don't have any friends. Until one day, ow! I feel good! I don't know. And then it goes on from there.
The first movie based on a two-panel strip.
I did hear someone also try to pitch a movie to me one time. Goes, we just have the rights to Chutes and Ladders. I'm like, what is that? I mean, I know it's a board game, but how would you adapt that into a movie? Just climbing and then sliding down? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
but
is.
What about this? Someone clearly was like, I just got the rights to, you know, those garden gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gnomeo and Juliet. Boom.
Shoots in that.
I want those gnomes to be racist against the black lawn jockeys.
If anyone commits suicide around the time of that movie, they should bring it up in the note. That'd be so brutal. Some guy kills himself, and he mentioned Gnomeo and Juliet. I don't want to live in a world where... dot, dot, dot.
I think Chutes and Ladders could have sponsored 127 Hours. It slides down the thing. I'm stuck. Oh, there's a ladder. I can't reach it. Saw. End of movie right there. It totally writes itself. Totally writes itself.
What do you do when you play Chutes and Ladder? You like roll dice?
Yeah, yes. Sometimes you go up a ladder and sometimes you fall down a slide. It's like life, man. Sometimes you're going up, sometimes you're sliding down.
There's your tagline.
It's like life. It's aggravating and takes no skill.
In the UK, it's called Snakes and Ladders, snakes and that would be a more interesting film.
Yeah,
oh, I like Snakes and Ladders.
You got fucking snakes for Snakes.
That's like Raiders Jackson in there. And
yeah.
Somebody get these motherfucking snakes off these motherfucking ladders.
I'm in.
Good.
I want to see that.
That sounds great. It's January 25th, so the Academy Award nominations came out today.
And nothing for The Expendables. Again, Stallone is shafted.
Wait a second. What do you mean? Oh, again, Stallone. I thought you were going to say, again, Expendables get shafted.
Every year, one
year it wasn't eligible.
Stallone is the thinking man's Christopher Nolan. Always getting shafted by the Academy Award.
I thought they were adding extra veins to the statues this year for The Expendables, though.
Yeah. It was based on his body, yeah.
Right?
What else was snubbed, do you think, in your opinions?
I thought Matt Damon could have been nominated as
for
True
Grit?
Beef.
Yeah, the Beef.
I loved him in that.
Yeah, he was good. Who would you kick out, though? That's a strong category.
No, there is someone in there that I was like, meh. Oh.
I love John Hawks in Missing Winter's Bone.
Yeah.
I was very happy to see him in there.
I didn't see it, but I heard it was great.
Yeah, he's great in that.
I wouldn't kick anybody off. Never mind.
Kick somebody off, Sarah. Do it.
I had to.
Kick him.
I mean... I would feel bad, but I would say Mark Ruffalo. I don't know. I just felt like he was very...
Come on, man. It's all right.
He played his part very well, but...
Paul Shearer has had it.
What are you talking about?
I know him,
no!
But
no!
Oh, no! Let's
no!
go! Everybody, on your feet. Fight!
I have nothing against him. It was good, but I just was like, I don't know. That was just like a good performance, and I thought Matt
Damon
was
that
awesome.
Good. Ruffalo's always that good.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
That's true.
He's always on the money.
You think it's like a scent of a woman? Let's give him what something.
Yeah.
But give him something to talk about.
Genius.
He's only going to get nominated. He's not going to win. There's no way he's going to win.
No,
you know what
Bale's
I thought was a big like fuck you was not that I love this movie, but like the animated category. Like, there's only three movies.
Yeah, they only
nominated.
Give it to three because there's usually only five or six. Contenders a year.
I thought they could give it up to like four, and they just this year was only three.
No, it's been three since they invented the category.
Well, then Toy Story is nominated for animated and best movie.
So it seems a little bit of a lock in best animated.
Yeah,
sometimes that happens with a foreign film as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That movie is beautiful.
I heard it's
not,
fantastic.
I did not see Black Swan because it was. I was going to go see it, and a friend of mine said, "I go, well, what's it about?" And he goes, "You don't need to see it. It's about this dancer, and she keeps getting interrupted while she's trying to masturbate until she goes crazy."
And you didn't want to say
that? I was like, well, I got the movie there.
But I'd be more excited about that movie if that's really what it was about. Unfortunately, it's also about ballet.
We saw it together.
We did see it together. You loved it. I didn't.
I loved it, too.
I loved it.
We had fun together, though.
Can I say one movie that did not get nominated? In all sincerity, I thought the Joan Rivers movie, Piece of Work, was fucking incredible.
That was good.
And it didn't get nominated.
So bummed to see it wasn't nominated.
Dude, waiting for Superman didn't get nominated for a documentary. Everyone was shocked by that.
I want Banksy to win so he shows up in a gorilla mask. That would be amazing. Please just cut to a guy in a gorilla mask the entire ceremony. It would be the best thing. Like a guy in a tux, full on gorilla mask.
I'll take that up a notch. Dry humping Anne Hathaway. You should run up on stage no matter where she is and grab her and throw her down and dry hump her in a gorilla outfit.
Throw her down? That's rapey.
It's Adrian
Brody. I
think
dry humping is rapey also. I don't know why the throwing
down
part.
It's apey and rapey.
Great apey.
Great apey.
You are an apey.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with the Academy Award nominations, except for, I have to mention, because Edgar's here, that Scott Pilgrim was snubbed in all categories.
And what?
And especially, especially, they do this thing where they go, there are eight movies that are eligible for the special effects nomination.
Even less. Here's the thing. It's seven movies.
Seven movies. And so only two weren't going to make the cut.
I know.
And you were in there.
That's ridiculous.
Who's the other one that didn't make it?
Tron Legacy and we didn't make it.
Oh, fuck. Damn those it. Were both that, better than Hereafter? Thing, come like, on.
Wait, Hereafter got the special effects?
Serious movies don't count.
No. You were
special
bad.
Effects need to be fun.
Here's the here's the thing that happens though. I mean, you know what it was cool is actually, you know, we got down to like the last seven out of I think like 350 films. But what's funny is that what they do.
Oh yeah, the effects in Bride Wars alone. Did that last year, Paul?
2 years ago.
Okay, Paul was in that. Everybody. Seriously, rent or download Bride Wars and just fast forward to Paul's scene. It's hilarious.
Thank you very much.
The whole time you're like, Paul Shearer's in Bride Wars.
What they do, and this is what I went to, what they do, which was pretty cool actually, is that at the Ampass Theater, they have a thing called the Bake Off where the seven finalists for VFX all present 15 minutes of the film and the visual effects supervisor has to talk about it. So I sat there and we watched 15 minutes of, like, you know, Effects of Tron Legacy, Iron Man 2, Alice in Wonderland, Harry Potter. But I was thinking afterwards, I was thinking, wouldn't this be a good way of judging the dramatic competition as well and call it the cry-off? Just have all of the heaviest bits and only show 15 minutes. And
yeah, like Rabbit Hole. Let's just show the parts where Nicole Kidman's face moved.
Holy shit.
I think she's a great actress, and I'm sure she's great in that movie.
That's a good movie.
It is, but isn't it like watching a movie about like she's crying about her dead 4-year-old or whatever? And
I saw that
she's had a lot of work.
Worst home
movies ever.
Such a bummer.
It's too heavy. Did you see it?
No, I'm talking about her face.
I want to.
Sorry.
When you Edgar, when you watch, with no offense to those people, but when you watch the seven finalists, were you like, we got this locked up?
No, you know what? It did feel like...
He was nervous because the Academy's a bunch of old people.
It did feel like... and this is a good thing, and I'm kind of proud of this, but it did feel like Scott Pilgrim was beaming in from Tokyo in the year 2020. It did stand out from the seven, which is a good thing, but...
You would think that would be the thing that
in a snub case, a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, let's... In the long haul, let's... Let's look at what's up with Hereafter 10 years from now and who's enjoying watching that over and over again. That'd be nobody. Unless you're really like, I love tsunamis and all the terrible things that come with tsunamis.
No spoilers. I'm never going to go see it.
You were excited to see it?
I was so excited. I couldn't wait for it to come out. And then it came out and I just forgot and I never went. I was excited about it, and I got bummed.
Oh wait, it came out too late. Paul and I watched Season of the Witch.
Ooh yeah.
Yeah, you watched that for your podcast. How Did This Turd Get Made?
Yes. Yep.
Wait, what's it called?
It's How Did This Get Made.
Okay.
Just take out the turd.
Okay.
And the turd is implied. And we saw it in the afternoon at the Grove to a kind of a packed crowd.
we walked in and we're like, what the fuck are you people doing here? Like, we were like
Tuesday afternoon
affronted.
At 2 o'clock.
It's well, like, that's, yeah. That's the demo of that movie is the unemployed.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I want like to see the saddest Nicholas. People alive are going to see Season of the Witch.
Give me an extra big Coke and two tickets to Season of the Witch.
And then I want to go see A Bride War. Now, wait, I'm curious. Were you...
My wife wrote this movie.
In Bride Wars, were you in the... Wait, let me ask. In Bride Wars...
That is a good point. His wife did write the movie.
In Bride Wars, were you part of the Empire or the Rebel Alliance?
I was a... The thing was, I was a rogue agent. I was like a Han Solo character.
All right, okay. Sold. Yeah, Season of the Witch was puzzling.
Yes, it was, because there's no witches.
None.
That is a major thing.
It turns
thing.
Out it was not witch season at all.
Yeah. That would be like watching Scott Pilgrim, and there was never a character named Scott Pilgrim.
At all.
Yeah, we just named it that. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
The witch is a demon. Spoiler.
Is that something they realize in the movie? Like, oh my god, the witch is a demon.
Yeah, they realize it at the end.
But it's like there wasn't a season of witches. It was one.
Isn't and witch and demon like kind of six
of
in one?
Witch.
No, it's...
But do you think... I guess the season of...
Did you want it to be called Season of a Witch?
I thought it was like Season of Witches. Like, you know, it was the season the witches come out.
I would have gone if it was Season of Chip Witch. I love those things. Those are really good.
Boo.
Sarah. You've got a movie coming out called Peep Show.
Peep World.
Listen, I know what it's called. I heard about you working on it for several weeks. Peep World. And it's going to be on video on demand starting February 18th.
VOD.
I didn't
from
know
IFC
that.
Films.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm here to tell you that.
Now, February 18th?
February 18th. And IFC Films is the same people that brought us the Joan Rivers documentary. Yeah,
I loved that. And this movie isn't bad.
Oh, wow, that's a nice... So you've seen it?
Yeah, I saw it. The Toronto Film Festival.
Whoa.
And you liked it?
I really liked it, but my expectations were low.
When did
but
they become
the
low? After you
really
did the movie?
Good.
Like, were they ever high where you're like, oh, I like this script, and then when you're shooting it, like, oh, this is bad, and then you were like, oh, it's not that bad. Where did it go? Yeah, a little bit. We can't talk about it.
Yeah, but I mean, all the actors are great, and we all became friends and loved each other. But it was a bonding experience.
Who else is in it? Mark Ruffalo.
Mike C. Hall. Nice. Maybe you've heard of him, Dexter.
Guy in the audience. Nice.
Mike C. Hall. That's John Lithgow in the audience.
Oh my God.
That guy's like newly single.
I love him, and he's awesome. And we went to
cancer free.
He's cancer free, and he
Does he have to drop the C from his name since he got rid of cancer?
Oh wow!
Sean Sakamai, ladies.
Boom! Oh!
He had to drop the big from it. He was Michael the Big C Hall. Now it's just Michael C. Hall for his middle name. And he and another guy who you know, Ben Schwartz and Rainn Wilson and myself play siblings. And we went to see John Lithgow's one-man show recently together.
All of you?
No, the three, not Rainn, but the other three.
You and Ben and...
And Mike the Big C.
Was that the show just called like Stories? Like he just talks
stories from the heart.
Yeah.
Stories from the heart.
Yeah, he's
it
traveling around
really
the country
sweet.
With it.
I want to see that.
People love it. It's him talking. Telling stories.
Oh my God, I wish you'd go to see it. It was just on Lithgow going, so the blood is discharged through the aorta and then into the, and it was just all
stories,
just like
literally stories
about
yeah.
the heart.
Literally yeah. the heart.
I would like it if he was like, You know, when I'm I wish I knew people in the name in the band Heart. I just realized I started my joke and I couldn't finish
it. Nancy Wilson,
sisters,
and a Nancy Wilson.
Damn it.
Well, there you go. Make that joke at home for your friends.
Oh, it's a DIY joke.
Yeah,
kit.
There you go. I gave you the setup and some of the punchline.
Not all of it.
Chris Hardwick, is anybody from the world of movies coming up on the Nerdist podcast?
You
get some pretty amazing guests on there.
Yeah, well,
you had Kevin Smith on,
we had
right?
Kevin Smith on, yeah. We did a mashup with his podcast.
Smodcast.
Smodcast, podcast worlds colliding.
Did you
new
go
media.
To the Smodcast?
We did. We recorded there. We recorded there, and it was super fun.
That's awesome.
He's basically leased out this little 50-seat theater on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's nice, and it's
yeah,
really
Edgar
nice.
Edgar had a really good chat with him on the, what's that one called? Smod... Directors.
Smodcast, right?
No, he's got like seven different ones.
Smoothie makers.
I love what he's doing with Red State. I think it's brilliant. I love that he took it to Sundance and was like, okay, none of you can have it. And he bought it for $20. He bought his own movie and he's going to release it himself. Because he said it's ridiculous that he would sell it to a studio who would then spend $20 million marketing it wrong and then say, like, it didn't make its money back. So he just decided, he just bought his own movie for $20 and he's just going to release it himself.
So he financed it and then bought it.
I guess so, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's called Red State because it's about Bruce Willis and Helen Mirren and
yep.
Morgan Freeman.
Yep.
Sequel.
And they Malkovich. And
yeah. Doug, wake up. Doug. Doug, we're in the show. There's people. You're not dreaming.
My joke made me sleepy.
We have Colin Hanks is coming up on the podcast as
nice.
Well.
Nice. He's been in motion pictures like Orange County.
That's right.
The Fox show with...
Good Guys.
From West Wing.
Good Guys, yeah.
Bradley Whitford.
And Danny Pudi, who should be in movies, but is not, who's on Community. Danny Pudi's coming up.
Oh, he's going to be on?
Yep.
He'll be in
and
movies.
And Zach Galifianakis. Zach Galifianakis. We're going to record with
I'm
Zach.
I'm familiar
and,
with.
He's this Greek, he's this Greek feller
he's
who looks
be on
like
your,
a Viking.
He's going to be at the live taping of Nerdist Podcast at Sketchfest on Friday night.
Yeah, January 28th.
28th. So, like, some people will hear this podcast before that happens.
Somebody
but,
got a text.
Oh, my God. It's from Laura J. Silverman.
Oh, my God.
On Twitter, she wrote back, I'm good, how are you?
Did I look back there and it was over there? Did I just have a stroke? You guys smell toast, right? You smell
You ate too many of these cookies, we gotta move them back.
Brownies.
Well, that's awesome, I'll text her back later though. Because we've got a Leonard Maltin game to play.
Texting is great for podcasts.
My sister, Laura Silverman.
Yeah, Laura Silverman, I gotta get her on this show. Oh, look at that tall boy he's drinking. All right. Welcome to UCB Theater, where rules do not exist. Drink
I can
a fucking
guess it
tall
in six.
Can of beer. We don't give a shit.
If he was a real man, it would be Four Loko.
Oh, we got to see what we're playing for. I almost started the game without doing that. We got Paul Scheer's annual Christmas card.
Yeah, guys, get a Christmas card.
You can get your hands on that. They got his Paul Scheer highlights from season one and season two exclusives of Human Giant.
There you go.
On
there
DVD.
You go. Some classic
promotional item. Three.
We hired them off of Craigslist. We have a Christmas card. My Christmas card is me with my wife and three other women. And we hired them off of Craigslist for $20 to come down to Sears in Glendale. And we took a picture in Sears. And one of them came from as far away as Simi Valley.
Thank you for showing it to everybody up close, Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick brought a bunch of crap he doesn't want.
No, I brought...
Paying it forward.
Paying it forward, yeah.
Composition, which is...
No, it's We're Alive. Composition
We're
is
Alive.
The,
that's oh, a, I see. We're Alive, yeah. the complete first season
yeah, it's
of
a cool,
an award-winning
like,
audio drama.
Yeah, it's a serialized audio
an audio drama.
Drama.
Not,
it's
unlike,
not what you said backstage.
Not unlike this show.
We're on stage now.
And then there's a t-shirt for... what's
Amy,
that
Amy's
for?
Ice Cream.
Amy's Ice Cream.
I bought that shirt at Amy's Ice Cream in Austin, which is super awesome ice cream, and I bought a small... I said, I like a small t-shirt.
I look cute on that girl. It would look cute on this girl in the yellow.
It really would.
Well, maybe you
would
should
you like
play,
to
maybe
try
you should
it
play
on?
For her, Sarah.
Would you like to try it on, babe?
And also, he brought Hijinks and Sue, Volume 1, Godspeed, You Fancy Bastard by Joel Watson.
Yep.
And Sean Sakamai brought some items, which is delightful of him. Besides the cookies, he brought his DVDs, his precious DVDs. Clearly not a Cameron Diaz fan, because he's giving away Charlie's Angels and There's Something About Mary. Sarah's in There's Something About Mary, you guys.
Did you guys see that River Phoenix documentary? Joaquin Phoenix documentary?
I'm still here.
No, yeah, but I love the River Phoenix one. It's called Buried.
Shit.
I thought it was called I'm Not Still Here.
Long as I get one of those in an episode, I'm happy.
Can I ask a quick question about this I'm Still Here movie?
Yes.
They kept the facade up for years, and then right before the movie came out, Casey Affleck was like, yeah, none of it was real. Why would you fucking... Wait a couple weeks. Or never tell people that. And let them try to figure it out for themselves.
I will say, though, if
learn
there is...
Learn from Banksy.
Yes.
There is a very uncomfortable moment, though, about Something About Mary in there, because he has a meeting with Ben Stiller and he starts yelling at Ben Stiller about why would he put a cat in a cast? And when Something About Mary, you put a cat in a full cast, that's cruelty to animals. And he's like really like laying into Ben Stiller, and then he gets up and leaves, and Ben Stiller's like, it was a dog.
But that's the only fun part of the movie.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen the movie. But also, Sean brought a copy of Kick-Ass.
Ooh,
yeah,
great.
Which, as you all know, is my second favorite movie from last year.
What was your first?
Oh, that's the thing called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Boom!
Boom! Wow.
Yeah, I really didn't like it at all. I just did it to suck up to one of my guests.
Does the winner get all of these things?
Who? The winner's going to get all this shit.
Wow.
It's insane, right? Sarah Silverman Program Volume 2, Season 2 on DVD, and the songs of the Sarah Silverman Program.
Nice.
From our rears to your ears. And look, Doug is on the front.
I know, playing the banjo. Yeah.
Is My Vagina on there? I mean, the song, My Vagina. Is the song My
Vagina?
I was not trying to do a funny bit. You used to do the song called My Vagina. About all the things you put in your fit in your vagina.
Eddie Murphy had one called Boogie in My Butt.
I remember you put a tree in your butt. But then you did a song at Death Ray and at the M Bar where you sang about.
That was like the only time I ever did that song. Oh. I vaguely remember that.
Well, you should record that and put it on a compact disc.
It's only the songs from the show.
Hey guys, we're in the no digression part of the show. It's cool.
You know the history of digression is long and storied.
Jesus, I shouldn't even have brought this stuff, but it just keeps getting better. Black Swan, the complete screenplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's on page 15, it's like, and then they dance. And
then she masturbates a bunch until she goes crazy. Yeah. Page 4.
And a cute little picture book that they sent out to try to get awards.
All right, this is the sentence that is the essence of you. Tell me when to stop.
It's the essence of me? Stop.
No.
Right, go ahead, stop. That's good, stop. Stop. This is the essence of me.
You okay?
My life is a nonstop intervention. Sarah also brought a plastic bag. What'd you say it was for?
You could pick up your dog's poop with it.
Yeah. I brought a cute little monkey from Woot.com. And Sarah also brought some awesome buttons from her show that say stuff like, what do they say? May Caduti was
a
candidate
mayor.
Running for office. Yeah, there's a little
nothing really. It's really not.
Okay, it's really. Let's just go ahead and throw those out. No, they're in the prize package. Yay! That's what you're gonna win.
Pack.
My guests, please go pick a name tag out of the crowd that you want to play for.
Turn on those house lights.
I gotta go with Becca. So hopefully you can win that shirt.
Yeah, that shirt is going to look good on Becca.
I got to go for Sam for this nicely cut out sign there.
Oh, look at Sam's sign. That is Edgar has an eye for a stylish sign.
Nice faggoty sign, queer.
I want to go with the person who's having the epileptic seizure in the center there.
Someone's having a seizure?
It looked like it. Pass it down.
Here it goes.
All right. Oh, it was not ready to
all
be
right, Sean
out.
Still has to pick somebody.
Pick somebody.
Caitlin.
Someone named Roozy.
All right, let's go with Patrick.
Roozy's been here a bunch of times. He's a good guy.
Don't
we always
spoil Roozy.
Oh, he's playing for Roozy. That's weird. Who'd you pick, Sean?
I picked Patrick.
You took his phone?
Yes, and he loves movies, too.
That's awesome. People love to put it on their phone.
Patrick, you know you're not getting that back, right?
He gets to keep it.
Cheaper model.
I feel so bad. I know you're like, you know, it's so embarrassing, but I'm like way too old for this. But all I can think when somebody British is talking is like, oh my God, they have an accent. I have not gotten past that point. It's so sad. Like, I'm not hearing anything you say, because while you talk, I'm just like dazzled. That's all I'm hearing is.
You'll just completely collapse if he uses the word corridor. Because he says it amazingly. Say it, Edgar.
Corridor.
Oh my God. It's just like.
I did it extra sexy.
I just am. I'm like too dazzled to just hear it like words.
Corridor.
All right, so we're not going to do this elimination style. Sarah was worried she'd be kicked out first.
I wasn't worried.
What we're going to do is first person to 2 points. So, you know, where you're sitting could have a lot to do with how it goes down. We'll start with you, Sarah. You get to pick the first category.
Okay.
Would you like American Redo? That's movies that were made in other countries and then Americans made their shitty version of it. Would you like Animals That Don't Talk? That's movies that feature an animal that doesn't speak. In words in English.
Like Jaws.
Or like Jaws would be an example. Thanks for pre-guessing, Edgar.
Sorry.
It could be Jaws 2. Could be Jaws 2.
It could be 3D could be or The Revenge.
Jaws for The Revenge.
Or
somebody
would you
go
like
back and redub Jaws so it does have a voice?
Sorry.
Sorry. You know when you do looping?
I bite your head off, Ben Johnson.
They have you do every extra possible thing.
Is that his
thing.
Name, Ben Johnson?
I love eating oil barrels. You're right. You did need a bigger boat, Chomp.
What says you threw into my mouth? Oh, I exploded. Why am I still talking? Okay, or Friday, the day this show plops, is Alan Alda's birthday. So movies featuring Alan Alda. Those are your three choices. Animals, Alda, American Redo.
Fuck, I would go for...
Yeah, it's a serious...
I wonder if there's one choice. Movie that combines all three categories.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
All right.
Okay, Sarah, which one would you like?
Let's see. I'm deciding between Redo and Alda.
That's good that you're narrowing it down for us.
I'll go Alda.
Oh, Alan Alda. All right. Would you like an Alan Alda movie from 78, 89, or 96? These are all 1900s.
I feel like I know what all three of those would be.
Okay, well, pick one that you're really sure about and take this thing home.
Let's go 96.
Okay. 96. Len Maltin gives this 2.5 stars. I heartily disagree. It's better than that. It's a lot better.
You heartily disagree.
No, you will as well.
Yeah, I will.
I predict. 2.5 stars from 1996. Let me give you a couple of clues. Pick out a couple of things that don't totally give it away. He calls it offbeat. And he says that he gives extra kudos to Alan Alda for his performance.
That's a shitty clue. The category is Alan Alda, and the clue is Alan Alda's goodness.
That's a good point. I'll give another clue. He calls it a cut above the norm. What does that mean? And there are 13 names. Sarah Silverman, how many names do you think you can get it in?
4.
Whoa.
Nice opening bid. We go to Sean Sakamai.
Wow, she really screwed me on this. I have no idea what this is, and I really don't want to let her guess, but... I've got no choice. I got to say name that movie.
Whoa.
I like that.
Sakamai. Why is your name Snap the Jap on Twitter? It seems racist.
Oh, you're Snap the Jap.
You're Snap the Jap.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm the one that just litters your guys' Twitter feed.
Twitter worlds colliding.
Yeah, like that.
I don't know.
Snap is a nickname my brother gave me, and Jap is half Japanese heritage. I like rhyme scheme. Put them together.
Snap you the get Jap. A nice racist Jap. Sandwich.
Exactly.
Get a slogan from World War II.
Isn't Snap... Never mind. Isn't there something with snap in it that's like Asian racist?
Here's your clues again.
Jap is racist.
I'm sorry I brought it up. This movie has Alan Alda in it, Sarah.
And he's real good in it.
2.5 stars. I disagree.
Fuck!
And a couple other things.
I'm definitely going to lose because I'm good. I like this game.
It's offbeat and it's... it's cut
and
above.
There's 13.
Cut above.
It's a 13.
Yeah, you get 4 out of the 13 names. Here we go. Your names are John Ford Noonan.
Who David, the fuck is that?
David Patrick Kelly.
Don't know who that is.
He's great. He's a great character actor. He was.
He's in The Warriors.
He's in The Warriors. He's the one that goes, "Warriors come out to play."
Oh, I know. It's Warriors 2.
Stop it. You're not. It's not your turn.
Alan Alda is Jaws. Why did I eat this guy's tennis shoe?
If it's funny, it bends. If it's not funny, it breaks.
Oh, fuck. So it's not that?
Oh, that's what you thought it was?
Oh, no!
All right, we've narrowed it down to not crimes and misdemeanors.
That was the 89 one.
Your other two names are Glenn Fitzgerald and Celia Watson. I'm sorry, Weston.
Oh, I love Celia Weston.
Yeah, she's
Did
good.
Anyone see...
Yes.
The other mall cop movie.
She was
movie.
Good in that.
Observer Report.
I love
yeah,
that
Yeah, she's
movie.
Great in that as Rogan's mother. Oh, my God, she's funny.
I'm going to stick... I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to stick with Woody Allen and say Manhattan Murder Mysteries.
Okay. I'll give you the rest of the names. You guys tell me when you know it. Richard
I know,
Jenkins,
I know
what, Josh Brolin.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
Flirting with Disaster.
That's correct.
Oh! That was a good one.
It was sexy the way he said disaster. Disaster. Nicely done, Edgar. But Sean gets the point.
Nice one,
Sean gets the point.
Well played, Sean.
I love that movie.
We start with Edgar. I know, right? It's a great movie. All right, Edgar. Your chance to get in the game. It's also Elijah Wood's birthday on Friday.
So Wilfred.
Movies featuring Elijah Wood.
Jason Gann.
Entertainment Weekly did an article of underrated movies, according to writers at Entertainment Weekly, so that's a category, underrated movies. And then fictional, tonight, while we're taping this, the president did the State of the Union address. So since we're all ignoring politics.
Since he voted.
And since he is a fictional president, I thought we'd go with fictional president movies. So these are movies where the president is a person who's never been president and was just made up for the movie.
Or Morgan Freeman movies, that category could be.
That's another name for the category. Which one would you like, Edgar?
Let's go for Elijah Wood.
All right. Would you like an Elijah Wood movie from 89, 97, or 2006?
97.
All right. 2.5 stars from Len Malton. Missed the boat again, Len. If you're listening, Len, you fucking blew it. Now get back on your respirator. He doesn't listen.
I made out with him.
Yeah, she made out with him on the night of Too Many Stars on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that last time.
You got up in that big old beard.
Wow.
Did you give him 2.5 stars?
Yeah. Shut up. I would have given him 3.
He calls this movie sober and... What? Sober and absorbing.
The Bounty Towel?
Sober. Bounty sober towel and movie absorbing.
From the creators of Snakes and Ladders.
And he also says, and this is a great, great line, last line of the review, a film one can admire without actually enjoying.
What the fuck is that?
2.5 stars, 1997. What was the category? Oh, Elijah Wood is in it. How many names do you think you get it in? Edgar Wright out of 12 names.
I'm not sure what order the cast is, so I'm going to say 0 names.
Okay, now it goes down to Paul Scheer.
Watch
Edgar
this one.
Wright's 0 names bid doesn't really mean anything for him because he's already in the Tournament of Championships.
Name
but,
that movie. I'm going to say
Paul,
name that movie.
Paul, if you go -1...
Yeah, there's no possible
way.
You have no way. Idea? Oh, well, yeah. If I could say -1, go Elijah Wood. No.
He might not be the lead.
You're right. Yeah. No, name that movie.
All right, Edgar, no show off to everybody.
I could be wrong. The Ice Storm.
Ice Storm is correct.
Wow.
Is
Wow. Is Kevin Kline the top build?
Kevin Kline is number one build, but reading from the bottom, it's kind of crazy. Katie Holmes is the last build person. I don't even remember her being in that. And then there's also some other pretty good names in there. Toby Maguire's pretty low on the list.
Holy
Jamie
shit.
Sheridan, Christina Ricci.
Who played the little kid that had like a sexual relation, like,
wasn't
connection
that?
With?
Was Elijah. Well, it was Toby, Elijah, and Christina Ricci were like the kids that were all like kind of...
It wasn't
Elijah.
Yeah, it's
Elijah and together. Christina Ricci, isn't
it?
It
was a younger... No, but there's...
Oh, JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh,
what?
Adam Hamburg.
Too
Adam
Hamburg. Soon.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Too
Hamburg.
Soon.
Sorry. That kid was amazing.
Sorry. So sorry.
All right, that was fun. All right,
fun,
so...
That was incredible.
Yeah. So Sean has a point.
I feel the energy. All right.
He's good at this.
Yeah. I wonder his last name's right. Am I right?
Nailed it. Did there? Nailed it.
All right, so we start with Chris Hardwick.
Shit, I'm not going to... Okay.
Wait, oh, me.
You're in it already.
You just challenged him and lost, right. So
fuck
it.
Sorry, Caitlin.
Boy, that is Ruffalo-level anger there, Paul Scheer.
Just a little intense. That's how the Hulk is going to be. Shit.
Don't make me slightly annoyed.
I'm angry with you, but...
He just gets kind of green, and then he just, like, walks away.
Green with envy.
Yeah. I'm not that mad.
Well, that's it. We're out of time. Thank you for coming, everybody.
All right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You want to keep that amazing riff going?
It was pretty awesome. Would you like In Theaters Now? That's movies that are in theaters now. America Redo or Animals That Don't Talk?
I got to do Animals That Don't Talk.
You have to, right?
Yes.
Because you played a talking animal in one thing.
I did.
Presumably, nearly all movies have animals that don't talk in them.
That's somewhere in the background.
They do quite often, but it's not normally the titular animal.
Oh, I got you, right.
Yeah.
It's like Benji goes to Marine World, you would expect Benji to talk, but he doesn't.
Yeah. No, he's just at Marine World having himself a time.
Dog scuba suit, Google it. It's the best image you'll ever see.
What? Benji in a scuba suit.
Would you like a non-talking animal?
A talking cow in a cartoon. What?
He was a cow who has udders, even though he's a male
I did a show
cow.
For Nickelodeon for years. I played
what
a talking cow. Barnyard, back at the barnyard.
Oh, yeah.
I played a talking cow named Otis.
Do it.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
This is me. This is Otis.
Would you like, Otis, would you like a animal
Doug, it's
movie
me, Chris.
From 65, 92, or 2000?
65. Oh shit! You know, I bet I know what the 60 what the 65.
92 or 2000.
Let's do 65.
Whoa! Leonard Maltin gives us 3 stars. I'll give you some clues. There's an exclamation point in the title. Uh huh. Yeah. So it's
Oink.
Very excited about this titular animal. And Leonard calls it long but entertaining suspense comedy.
What?
Long but entertaining suspense comedy. And there are 9 names.
The Maltese Falcon does not have an exclamation, right?
How many names do you get in, Chris Hardwick?
I'll say 5.
5 names. Sarah Silverman?
Right.
Use your microphone.
Use
your stage voice.
This is my... I either challenge him, which I will not know the answer. Yeah. But then I want my terminal.
How many names did he say? 5?
5.
Yeah, so you could say name that movie. You might get a point if he doesn't do it.
All right, name that movie.
Okay.
I think he's going to do it.
Oh. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Shit, I thought I know what it was, but the suspense thing is throwing me off.
Okay. Ed Wynn is in this movie, don't you know?
Oh, he did in this movie.
And he
doesn't play a talking animal?
Oh. Frank Gorshin is in this movie. That wasn't really a good Frank Gorshin impression, but he, of course, was the Riddler on the Batman TV show.
And the voice of Freddy in Scooby-Doo.
William Demarest.
Uh-huh. Yep. From the fucking I Love Lucy. No, not.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, My Three Sons.
Close enough. Elsa Lanchester.
From
Frankenstein.
Yep.
And Neville Brand, who I believe one of his last movies was The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Oh my God, I'm going to get a point. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you are, because this is
no
not
idea?
The movie I thought it was.
No idea?
I thought it was.
1965, what did you think it was?
I thought it was the Disney movie with Dean Jones and Suzanne Plachet about the dachshunds.
Ooh, what's that called? Dogs.
Crazy Dachshund times. I don't remember.
The Flying Dobermans.
No, it was.
I thought he was in a movie about ducks.
Well, he did a lot of animal.
Million Dollar Duck.
He did a lot of animal biopics.
There was a Dachshund one too.
Yeah, there was a Dachshund.
It's live action, right?
Oh, I know. Hot Dog the Movie.
No, that was a ski romp.
Oh, right. All right, so you have no other guess than the movie with Tom Jones.
Dean Jones.
Dean Jones?
Yeah, Dean Jones.
Well, it's funny you should say that because Dean Jones is the second build in this movie.
Can I guess what it is?
And Edgar would like to guess what it is.
Well, the thing is, the suspense comedy is throwing me off.
Right?
Is it That Darn Cat?
Yes, it is.
God damn.
That's not a suspense movie.
He did so many of Dean Jones.
I saw it on cable in my hotel room the other day.
Would you call that a suspense comedy?
Is the cat from outer space?
I saw it in my hotel room, and it has scenes where, like, I watch 15 minutes before you even see the fucking cat, like, and it's midway through the movie, and it's also, but it's like there's these bad henchmen played by Frank Gorshin and another guy who are constantly threatening to kill people, even though it's like a Disney movie about a cat that saw them murder a dude, and the cat, so the cat's the main witness in the crime. And so Dean Jones tries to cozy up to the girl who owns the cat to get the cat to testify.
I'm going to cut off your head and jerk off down your throat. Dean Jones did all those animals. He did like the Shaggy Dog, the Shaggy D.A. He did that, the Dachshund
Million
movie.
Dollar this dog. One, I don't remember what the Dachshund movie's
isn't
called.
Isn't he in the Love Bug as well, Dean Jones?
Yes, he is in Love Bug as well.
The Ugly Dachshund.
The Ugly Dachshund.
There's no such thing as an Ugly Dachshund.
No.
That's like calling a movie Unstoppable.
Fuck.
Which is an Academy Award nominee, by the way. And The Wolfman and Salt. All got Academy Award nominations.
For most movies, most unlikely movies to get nominated for Academy Award. That category is always
They're both. Just all in weird technical categories. Dogs, we'll lose to Inception.
Please don't rub in Salt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't rub the Salt.
Yes!
Nice!
Nailed it!
Nice!
All right, so what just happened? Who got a point?
Sarah did.
Oh, Sarah did. Yeah. So Sarah's got a point. Sean's got a point. Edgar's got a point.
And you
tried
pointless.
To guess it, and you're wrong, so let's start with Sean. All right, Sean, would you like... In Theaters Now, Entertainment Weekly's Underrated Movies, or Fictional President?
Let's go with In Theaters Now.
Ooh. Exciting category. I gotta pick one of these bitches. All right. It's In Theaters Now, so Leonard doesn't give it stars, and we know that the year is 2010.
Wait a second. In Theaters Now?
It's 2011.
Oh. It could be 2010 or 2011, but it's in theaters now.
Shit, that's a fucking tough.
This game is a mind fuck.
You gotta fucking throw wrench into it.
It says 2010, but I'm not gonna say if that's right or wrong.
Motherfucker.
All right. Okay. He says he had low expectations.
Sarah's movie.
Lennon says.
That's what you said.
I know. I'm laughing.
Okay, they said, like I insulted you. They smell good, right?
They're good.
And he wishes all the talented people involved had produced a more original or memorable film.
Still those are the clues.
And there are 8 names. No, 9 names.
Well, I think I understand. I think I know this one.
All right, well, settle down.
I think it's In Theaters Now.
We start with Sean, right?
Yeah, I can do
nine
it.
9 names.
I can do it in 5.
Okay, Edgar?
What were the clues? Low expectations and...
That people are too more talented than the movie. People involved.
How many names did you say?
5.
It's in theaters now. It's totally. I think I know what it is.
But I'm gonna go. What did you say? 5 names. What? How many names?
Only 9.
There's 9.
I'll go 3 names.
2.
Shear says 2.
Whoa!
Confident 2 from Shear. Hardwick.
Name that movie, Paul.
All right, Paul. Go. Your 2 names are Talia Balsam and Mindy Kaling.
No strings attached.
We have a 4-way tie.
Ooh, nicely done.
Boom. All right, let's start with Sarah. You get to pick Entertainment Weekly's Underrated Movies, Fictional President, or American Redo? Remakes of foreign.
Underrated.
Underrated.
These are movies. Is that of all time or a specific time?
You know, it's Entertainment Weekly kind of does from around when they started publishing. Like they try to do more.
But are you going to say, do you want one from this year, this year, this year?
I'll give you the years. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, does underrated mean they gave it a PG, but they showed people fucking in it?
Whoopsie!
You know what was underrated
is True Grit was underrated. They gave that PG-13 and it's super violent. And then they gave
when he shoots that cornbread, I was like, what?
They gave. And they gave King's Speech an R because of one scene where he goes fuck 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 fuck. It's not even in a sexual context, and it's an extremely educational movie. Oh, so there's my point.
You're only allowed one non-sexual, non-threatening fuck in a PG-13.
I know. I always want to do is make a PG-13 movie and then have it all be clean, and then on the last, like over the credits, just have somebody go fuck.
Just the one time. Because you can have that one.
Sarah and I did a movie called School for Scoundrels. Thank you very much. And and I remember they used to obsess over when they could use their one fuck. They're like, now? I don't know.
So we pull it.
Maybe
you know Billy Bob got to say it when it did happen,
right? Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah, it wasn't Heater.
I'm always in every director's worst movie.
We'll talk about it after the show, but there's somebody that's even better at you than that. All right, but I don't want to name names. 2006, 2001, Shame. Or 1996. Correct, and yes. We got to go. 96, 2001, or 2006. These are movies that are underrated, according to Entertainment Weekly.
Let's
Me and Len might disagree.
Let's go 2006, just to be recent.
Yeah, keep it cool. The way that makes it cool. 2.5 stars from Len. I've never watched it from beginning to end, so I can't agree or disagree watched it from beginning to end.
Okay.
I'll give you two more clues.
All right.
He calls it visually sumptuous. And he says that it's based on a book. This is an underrated movie from 2006, and you have...
And what year is it now?
2011. You have 13 names. How many names do you think you get it in? Don't say 21 questions.
8.
Nice. Sean?
7.
Edgar?
5.
Shear?
4.
Whoa!
Hardwick?
Paul Shear, name that movie.
Oh shit! This is for the win, Paul Shear. Who are you playing for?
Caitlin,
where's Caitlin? Good luck, Caitlin.
For the win.
How many? Four names?
Four names.
All right, you want the clues again? Do you want the clues again?
Visually sumptuous and based on a book.
2006 and 2.5 stars from Leonard, and I don't agree or disagree.
Oh!
But Entertainment Weekly, you can't say anything. Entertainment Weekly says it's underrated. And the names are Sarah Adler.
Right, of course.
Mary Nighy, N-I-G-H-Y. Marianne Faithful. And Danny Houston. Danny Houston. Who, of course, we all know from Wolverine.
All right. It's visually amazing.
Sumptuous.
I don't know it. I'm going to take a bold guess and say, What Dreams May Come?
Oh, visually sumptuous.
Yeah. And based on a book?
The rest of the names are...
I got it.
Oh, wait, Edgar.
Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus. Come on.
I just read that in Entertainment Weekly this week. I did. I wouldn't have gotten that, though.
Oh, Jesus, this is hilarious. Edgar's so good.
I got a point. Yeah, Becca.
5-way tie.
You're on your way to 5-way t-shirt tie. Town, Becca.
This next one decides it. Apologies to Comedy Death Ray and all that are waiting for it because the show is going long, way long, and I got to finish this up. So let's go to who got that last point?
I did. I did, so Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, you got the point. Yeah. So we're Sarah. Okay. Sarah, from all the categories we played tonight, which one do you like the best? Pick out of any of them. American Redo, Animals That Don't Talk, Alan Alda, Elijah Wood, In Theaters Now, Underrated Movies, or Fictional President Movies.
What was the third to last?
I believe it was In Theaters Now.
Oh, no. Wait, say it one more time.
Alan Alda, Animals, foreign films remade, underrated movies, fictional president.
Let's,
pick one.
Let's do remakes.
Remakes. Bam. 2001, 2002, 2009. Yeah. 3 years, just like we always do. Nine.
Nine.
All right. Leonard gives us 3 stars. I never saw it because it looks fucking awful. It's from 2009, and he says about it. He says, he says lightweight material, and he says that it's based on an Italian film. Lightweight material based on Italian film. 3 stars, 2009, and there are 10 names.
I can name it in 10 names.
Bam. Sean Sakamai, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really wanted to guess one with 0 names, but
it's you really picked some tough competitors.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you
I didn't
should
expect
have picked T.J. Miller
here.
And Natasha Leggero and and a tree stump.
What a fucking waste of your $1,700.
I'm sorry, but I have to go wow. 0 names. I have to give it a shot.
Yeah.
He's saying zero names, Edgar. He's saying 0 names.
I know he's going to win negative
You're
one.
You're handing it to Edgar.
I didn't know, so I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Sean Sakamai. That would be amazing
Pressure's
if you pulled
on.
It out right now.
Pressure's on.
Do you think you know what it is?
Italian remake.
That Italian remake.
Italian? It was Italian.
Italian remake. Can you give me the clues
10 names. Somebody sent me a text, sorry. What I say about it? I said it was Italian.
Give him one more clue.
And that it was, lightweight material. What do you think it is from 209?
I know I'm wrong on this, but is it From Russia with Love?
2009. Let him guess again. That was last year.
What?
Yeah, well, not 1963.
That's what I was thinking.
Not 1963.
Okay, I was thinking from Paris.
From Paris with
oh,
love.
Oh, Paris with love. Oh, that was a good guess though. But that's I don't know if that wasn't really Italian.
That wasn't really
not the
was
Bond.
It, was that a remake of something? I guess it was, right?
I thought it was a European film, wasn't it?
Might have been a remake.
Should have been a European film.
Anyway,
it was awesome.
And Edgar, you got no idea?
I didn't think so.
So Sarah's our winner, but let me just say the names: James Murtaugh, Catherine Moaning, Melissa Leo.
Recently. Oh, I know a Frozen River?
No.
Yeah,
fuck. She's third billed out of James Frayne, Damon Young, Lucien Mazel, Sam Rockwell, Kate Beckinsale, Drew Barrymore, Robert De Niro.
Oh, I know. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine, yes. But Sarah's our winner, everybody. Let's hear it for Sarah.
I'm sorry, Becca.
Well done.
I'm so sorry.
Well
done.
You Where's your winner?
Together.
Where's
I'm
Lauren?
Sorry, all three of you.
Where's Lauren at? Where, oh, hi. Sorry.
Hey, thank you.
All right. You guys stay there. We're not done yet.
Oh
Everybody
my.
that was a competitor who lost,
Edgar
come
won.
Get your name.
Edgar won.
What do you mean, Edgar won?
Name that movie.
Oh, yeah. Edgar did win.
Get it away from her. Get it away from her.
Oh. Here, wait.
Sam,
here,
Sam, here. Sam.
Wait,
Sam.
Hang on
Sam.
A second. Hang on a second. You get the tiny shirt. Who did Edgar
Sam,
play for?
Where's Sam?
Here, Sam. Come and get this shit. That's hilarious. One time I announced the wrong winner and nobody called me on it. That was amazing. Oh, she gets the cookies.
Cookies. They're good. They're real good.
So good. Cookies
like
are so
Lauren
good.
Lauren gave the girl in the yellow hoodie the shirt.
But the people that did lose, including you, I'm sorry, come tell me who you want me to call a shithead. Well, you guys, quickly, starting with Chris, just any plugs you have of things that are coming
The
up?
Nerdist Podcast. I'm on Twitter, @Nerdist, and other stuff. Ah, fuck.
I'm on Twitter at paulshear.com, and you can listen to my podcast, How Did This Get Made?
I'm doing this, I'm curating at the New Beverly at the moment, and if this goes out on Friday morning, there's two more, there's The Wanderers and The Warriors on Friday night, and on Sunday night, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot and Miami Blues.
Ooh.
There you go,
great.
Come along.
When is that?
Sunday night.
I'm busy, big plans.
Thanks for having me on the podcast. Glad the money went to a good cause. Hope everyone had fun.
Plug your Twitter. Nice. Plug your Twitter.
Snap the Jap.
@SnapTheJap on Twitter.
Nice.
And thank you all for
You did a really
this.
Great job. You were fantastic.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah, very nice. That worked out nice. We didn't get some weirdo that won the auction like last year, that Larry Zerner guy. No, he was great too. We're two for two. And it's time for me to announce who the shitheads are. Rosemarie Sessi is a shithead.
Finally, someone served her up. Fuck you, Rosemarie Sessi.
We were all thinking it. We were all thinking it.
This nice young lady over here in the yellow, she said nobody is a shithead.
Aww.
Yeah, that was a nice way to go about it.
Is that the Japanese guy? Nobody. N-O-E-B-O-D-D-Y.
Thanks again to Chris Hardwick, Paul Scheer, Edgar Wright, Sean Sakamai, and Sarah Silverman.
Thank you.
Oprah is a shithead. We all knew that. And Andrew Lloyd Webber is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Bolt is viewing prowess makes him fine.